You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Lily Kosolova. During a walk in nature, Lily found a large tree and decided to do some meditation. Her mind was flooded with great insights. She was extremely excited about these insights and never felt more alive. She sensed that this was cutting-edge material and decided that it would be empowering to share this material with others. So she created a Facebook group, The Wild Wisdom Warriors, with a corresponding YouTube channel. You can find her on Facebook and on YouTube at the links posted on her bio here at BBS Radio. So let's welcome Lily to the show now. Hi, Lily. How are you?
Hello, Lance. It's great to be here.
It's nice to talk to you. You really got me curious about that experience that you had, and I think probably the listeners will really be interested in hearing your story, because a lot of people have really fascinating and different spiritual awakenings. Would you kind of fill us in on what was the turning point for you when you found that tree?
Well, by that time, that was what happened. But about 2 years prior to that, I had studied a lot of spiritual teachings. And basically what I did for 2 years nonstop, study a lot of spiritual teachings and ways of becoming an empowered spiritual individual. And so when that happened, it was about 2 years worth of meditation and all the work that I put in questioning my own self and being disappointed in all the other teachings that I've studied that didn't have the life force within it. And so on that time, I was in a position where I was looking for myself. I was looking for that one way of being, or being an enlightened and fully conscious human being. And so when I had that desire, and that my intent was to know what is happening here on earth and where we're going and what changes are coming. And this is when then I started receiving all the insights from the Mother Earth herself, as I say. And that's when I put my original graph together. And in there, I display all my insights on what was happening with the human consciousness on that time. Mm-hmm. And so this is what I originally... That was in 2014.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
But I've started my spiritual path, or a spiritual search, in early 2000s. And then in 2011 and 2012 was peak time for me. And it was also for so many other people in alternative communities. So that's what happened in 2 years. It took me 2 years to observe collective human consciousness. And this is when I had that graph, and this is what I came up with into public and started making videos even then in 2014 and on. And I brought all my insights out into alternative communities and also at my YouTube channel. But it seems to be very interesting, because that all of that is kind of coming back around. And these days, that graph that I made 2 years ago seems to be making a lot more sense these days.
So when you originally had the epiphanies that occurred by the tree and all of that, you had been studying a lot of different teachings, spiritual teachings, like we all were, and what were some of the insights that you received that you felt were things that you wanted to share with other people?
The things that I needed to share with other people that was very, very strong feeling that I had that I need to share with is about self-empowerment and the fact that humanity was standing in its own way, so to speak, and that our self-empowerment and our enlightenment depended on us, on each individual. And that was, to me, sounded like it was very important information to bring out. And I focused on that ever since I came out and talked about it. It's all been about self-empowerment. And I did start it with self-healing. And I've done videos in 2015 where I talked about a personal healing that has to take place for each individual to take control of their reality and take control of their spiritual self and be connected to their own higher self and be connected to source, because that's who we are. And the way for us to move into a higher consciousness was to go individually through the individual experience of healing and stepping into our own power. And then even in that video 2 years ago, I've talked about that there's going to be a time, I didn't know when exactly, but it would take a few years for us, and then humanity will come together and we will do this also together. And as warriors, we'll step into our place in collective human consciousness to bring this correction into manifestation. Because I also, one of my insights that was very important was the fact that Earth did activate, I used this word before, activate a correction timeline for humanity and for this plane of existence on the end of 2012. And so that correction timeline, it is unfolding right now, and higher state of human consciousness is unfolding. So I am actually very excited about what's happening today, because I think you're probably noticing that too, that things are changing and humanity is stepping into their power.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, not only was 2012 a turning point, but I felt personally that 2017 would be a significant shift. And I got verification of that from a good friend of mine who stayed here a few days. And she does, she's a holographic kinetic practitioner that does the work that Steve Richards is sharing from Australia. And she said the same thing that you said, that, you know, we need to heal ourselves and, you know, take the responsibility for our own personal healing and our ancestry and shadows and past lives, and simply recognize what's there, and then those timelines can be removed, and then you can create a new timeline over that is the one of your preference. So it's really a kind of an interesting way of approaching healing. It goes back to Aboriginal times, but there are many ways to do it. And one of my other friends is in Findhorn right now, and she's working on expressing the shadow and teaching other people how to find the shadow and how to incorporate the shadow and use that energy in a positive way. And that's Sienna Lee with Rise Multiversity, and she hosts a lot of wonderful people that I fully support. George Kavathalis is one, and there are quite a few others that use that platform. So she's really realizing her dreams in manifesting Findhorn, which I think is a miraculous journey to be able to make. And so, yes, it does seem that this is the time when truth will come out. It's just starting now, and then I have a little bit of inside information about the window that we're in, and it is about 7 years for some of us, and it ends in 2023. And that for some people, the window is from 2017, and it's called the harvest, so, or the graduation time, or, you know, time to get real, or, you know, wake up, and, you know, you've got 7 years to, you know, do what you need to do. But at the end of 7 years in 2023, there will be another major shift, and that could be when humanity connects as a collective. And I was just talking about this to somebody else today, that it's conceivable that the 100th monkey effect could kick in. And that everything that you and I know and people who are awake and aware know will reach the point where all humanity will know it instantly. And that would be quite a revelation, because that means that all the stuff that we know about, and that some people have been going way down the rabbit hole and figuring out, you know, all the bad guys and so on and so forth, which can be quite a distraction from working on yourself, because it's a projection outside of ourselves. It's much better, like you said, it's time to do our own personal work and not be concerned with the outside, because the outside is not where it's happening. It's on the inside that's where it's happening. So
yes, yes.
How do you see that?
Awakening, a true awakening is an inside job.
Absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more. I really, and you know, I have had my share of going down the rabbit hole. Believe me, in 11 years of doing this radio show, I have gone down just about every rabbit hole, and I end up finding out that there's only so far down you can go, and the only thing that you can find is another carrot dangling somewhere in the distance, and then you've got to chase that one. And it really is a waste of time. The people that have been running this planet into the ground are not going to change, and they're going to continue on their path, but that is going to be handled. And I have confidence that we're the ones that are going to be handling it, simply by becoming awake and aware and not agreeing to what is going on right now.
Yes. I agree with you. With strong consent, your own consent, and the energy that you give into all those rabbit holes, because this is what's happening. And I think lately, and especially in the last year or so, there has been a lot of talk about the spiritual technology, and I called it a techno-spirituality. It is a fact where technology is creating destructions and deviates people from finding their true self and working on their true self. And so all these carrots are dangling, and they're all shiny sometimes with a lot of promises of all kinds of things, of updates and DNA activations and all of that stuff. But the thing is, the power of a human soul is within us.
Yes.
And it is a connection to source creation, to all that it is. So that possibility, all the possibilities, unlimited possibilities, lie within us. And until we find a way, or until we recognize or have that recognition to know the self, we're not getting anywhere. In fact, we are just getting further and further away from truth, from source, and from connection to life.
Yep.
And we live like dead souls live. It's just in body consciousness, and it's ego gratification. And so many people have spiritual egos as well. And so in what we do here and trying to help humanity to step into this power, I think it's not easy for people like you and me, I think, because I learned that the hard way after I started talking publicly, that stating your opinion in a to the group of people that have a very particular belief systems mm-hmm. is very difficult.
Yes.
And speaking from heart does not always turn out good because there is a lot of people that are invested in the programs and, you know, the spiritual yep. programs that are running in today's reality in the world today. It's all built on the belief systems and belief systems. And I used to say this when people ask me, Lily, how do I step on this self-discovery path? And I say, you know what? The first thing that you need to do, and it's a big job, is to drop all your belief systems.
Oh, yes, absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more. That is one of the biggest hindrances to awakening that I can think of, because we're taught belief systems from the time we're born or before, and they're hammered into us through technological mind control and through programming and through television and peers. I mean, it is absolutely overwhelming, and nobody can see it because it's so pervasive. And everybody agrees that this is how things are. And so belief systems are extremely powerful jailers of the soul, because they keep you locked in to ideas that are not yours and that are not freeing, but are debilitating and disabling and full of fear and that feed the tools of domination and control.
Yes. And those are big blinders for a lot of people, and even those that attempt to do a shadow work. Mm-hmm. But if they still believe in this or that, or if they still cannot go deep enough within, mm-hmm. because some of this work for me personally, I'm going to, and this is probably a good time to say that, you know, my opinions are my own, because everything what I talk about is based on my own personal experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I have a life full of all kinds of paranormal experiences and everything I haven't even talked about.
we should talk about some of those.
And all the traveling out of time that I've been doing ever since I was about 5 years old. But that's probably going to come up here soon. Eventually, I will have to talk about that. But the interesting thing about that somewhere deep inside, and this is why we have this drive within us to bring our experiences and share our experiences with others, because my opinions and what is happening to me. It is my reality, and this is what's happening in my reality.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's interesting because it's kind of difficult to put things into linear time when mm-hmm. you can see a little bit of a bigger picture of what is happening and how humanity has to step up right now, because it is now or never, like I said last year, that my 2016 insight for 2016, I said that in 2017, all the choices will be visible. And I also was talking about that the transparency has to come, and that when transparency comes, it is because of self-awareness. When mm-hmm. you are self-aware, then you just know what you know, and there is nothing that can touch that.
And
this is also what I know, that in alternative communities, there is a lot of talk about consciousness and different levels of consciousness, the higher consciousness, the degraded consciousness. There is the, as I call it, a shallow human consciousness that those people, you know, on the middle, they don't even know what's going on, you know.
Right.
But then there is self-awareness. And self-awareness, when it comes to consciousness, there's also, I've talked about the AI consciousness and the parasitic consciousness. There has been a lot of talk about that and eliminating that. And this is humanity's sort of cancer, as I call it, a few years ago, is the parasitic consciousness in humanity. And
yeah.
So the key thing here is not so much about consciousness, but self-awareness. And so when people say, I'm aware, but yet they do not recognize, or they say still that they can be manipulated or somebody trick them into doing something else, and they've been taken off their path, and they complain, and they act as victims.
Right.
That's a lot of problems with human consciousness that are rising up like that, and the victim field is extremely, I mean, it's huge right now, and there's a lot of people, and most of humanity is operating through a victim consciousness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the self-awareness is what a human being, when a human being operates from self-awareness, this is the God self. This is the higher self operates through that. And it is in timeless space. And so operating on self-awareness, somebody like that is a warrior, as I said, and this is why I have the group Wild Wisdom Warriors, because it's a warrior stand, because when you know what you know, you
mm-hmm.
know. You know, and there is nothing anybody can say,
mm-hmm.
or there is not a million carrots, as shiny as they are can be, cannot take you away from your own self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that cannot be given to anybody. So that's why for years I say, I'm nobody's teacher. I am just sharing my own experience, and I'm
mm-hmm.
just sharing how I go through life and how I perceive this creation.
Mm-hmm. Right, I do the same thing, because number one, it's too easy for ego to take over if, you know, people start to, you know, admire you, or they think that you're incredible. I've seen this happen with my guests over and over, and I've done it with my guests, you know, where I've admired somebody and just kind of put them up on a pedestal. And there's a worship program on this planet that basically kind of leads us into the worship of others, Hollywood movie stars, the wealthy, the this one and that one, the rich and famous, or the artists, or the writers, you know, everybody's got a different thing. But and healers and spiritual people are also on that list. And I've seen numerous people put on pedestals and just adulated and worshipped, and people just can't, they fall, trip over themselves to be near the person. And I could see this happening, and especially with the ones that had no integrity. And
yes.
So I'm kind of like you, Lily, that, you know, if I can share something from my own experience, I just say, look, this is my own experience. I'm not saying this is anything true or that it's the way it is. It's just something I've noticed about myself. And that way, you know, you don't set yourself up as a teacher or a guru, and you can still help other people and empower them without having all that nasty BS pop up. And we're just dying to find somebody that we can worship, and the whole planet's waiting for Jesus to come back. Well, that's a program, a running program, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, and the Savior programming is so, it has so many masks.
Oh, my God,
and the masks are keep changing, too, and that's just, but, you know, it's just flowing with the programming because updates and all of that stuff, and it's looping. We are noticing that. But also, you know, a lot of times those people are in there, you know, and those situations, and ever since I've been talking about my experiences and sharing my experiences, I've had a lot of things that didn't go as well or things, but there are always challenges and things like that. But the key thing and the gratitude that I have for all of my experiences is because where I am today, mm-hmm. and the challenges are, I'm grateful for the people that challenge you, for mm-hmm. you know, groups and situations and all of that stuff, because it is all for me. And like you were saying in the beginning of the show, that eventually we do have the power to turn any situation or any energy, if we are self-empowered and in control of our mm-hmm. own creation and our own reality, standing in our creator source self.
Yep.
Then any situation, any energy, we are in control that either coming at us or that one that we are expressing or expanding. We are in control of that, and we are responsible. So if the challenges are come from other sources, then they're only welcome, because to me it's a practice of mm-hmm. warriorship
mm-hmm.
to stand in self. And that's been you know, all my life I've had challenges. And just my life story, if I tell it someday, it was full of challenges. But the key thing is here is self-empowerment and yes. knowing the self is that what changes your reality. It changes everything. And so right now, for us to be able to implement a correction timeline for humanity, we have to face personal challenges, and that was practice. And now we do the hard job that is required.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, and there's a lot of work that I can see needs to happen here, myself included. Like I said, I had the several holographic kinetic sessions with my friend, and I, unaware of it myself, there were reptilians located in various positions that I had made contracts with. And so mm-hmm. that had to be, you know, those timelines had to be undone, and I had to rewrite over them. And I went back to a past lifetime, and I went back to one of my parents' lines. It was genealogy. And I had no idea that these things were affecting me personally, but I could see the connections between them. And apparently, a lot of people have contracts with reptilians and Dracos and winged serpents and aliens and so on and so forth. And then, there are attachments and devices that are, you know, indescribable. Eric Raines did a healing on me once, and he found a 3,000-year-old device that was a crystalline with these little metal spider-like objects inside. there's all kinds of stuff that we are not quite aware of that could be, you know, keeping us from being authentic and fully present and fully alive and in our own power. So these are the things, the shadow, anything that we've repressed or that we're hiding or, you know, that we're doing in secret that we're ashamed of, and then we have a separate life for something else, and then we separate it for something else. That's the fracturing that we need to heal. We need to be able to pull the many selves together. Some kids have had, some people have had rape issues or trauma as a childhood, and then the essence runs, it leaves the body because it can't stay in the body when it's being traumatized. And that's part of what the whole pedophilia movement is about, is traumatizing children so that they can never integrate all their selves, and they can't be whole, and without being whole they can't be powerful. So then shamans
exactly.
have to bring in that little girl or boy that's hiding in the cave and reintegrate it within the essence of this individual soul. So, I mean, there's so many things that can happen that we need to look at, and I really honor all the people who are bravely going forward in whatever direction they go. It's not as important that you do this or that, but the people who are looking within and trying to see what's really there and heal themselves and bring up the shadow and process and do this work, I really honor those people, because that's what's necessary. And those are the people that are going to be around when everybody else, or when those who haven't done the work are going to be, you know, sitting there talking to themselves because they didn't do it.
Yes, and this is the key, Lance, I so agree with you, is that once we do that, and I know a lot of people are, once they awaken or when they once they start step on this path and they start seeing all these things and they say, oh, okay, I'm awakening. And then what we talk about is that we have to heal ourselves first and mm-hmm, step into mm-hmm. our own power. And that, and some people say, but I have so much, I can awaken all those other people. But
no,
I
no,
also
no, no, no.
say that, you know, we are connected.
That's ego.
As humans. As humans, we are connected. So by each individual doing their own work.
Yes.
The collective human consciousness is
yes.
strengthened, and all that energy is then floating in collective human consciousness. It
yes.
is there, accessible to others. And this is what you also mentioned about that 100th monkey effect.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it happens as well. So when you think about it, that a lot of true healers and those that do the hard work for a collective humanity, they do it in silence.
Yeah.
They do it. and so that work is very important. And for me, it is as well. There is a lot of insights that I've been getting recently about where are we moving, where the correction timeline is moving. And you mentioned that 23. In one of my graphs, I said 2021 to 2025 is the period where humanity will step up. And this is when the matrix timeline will go space dust.
Yes.
So
yes.
that was my prediction about almost 2 years ago. And it seems like this is where it's, you know, where it's heading. And
mm-hmm.
where we are right now, it's all energy. And the shift is huge. And where we are today, even 2 years ago, it's a huge difference. It seems like it's been a lifetime.
Yes, absolutely.
The last 2 years with so many changes and shifts that's happened.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm amazed because many, many years ago, I was doing research on chemtrails and this and that and the other thing, and then, of course, other information came out about black goo and nanotechnology and this and that, vaccinations and all that, and everything fits together. You know, that's another thing that people can understand and grasp is that nothing is separate. There is no individual action or nothing happening by itself that does not fit into the whole picture. And if you know how to see things and where things go, then you can understand what's happening on a larger scale. It's kind of like you collect enough pieces of the puzzle, and then all of a sudden you can see what the picture is, and you don't have to have all the pieces put in. But, you know, everything happens for a reason, and you can understand it without having to think about it. Just once you reach that tipping point, when you understand what's really going on here.
Yes.
More or less, you know. I mean, because there's a lot going on, and you will never know the deepest, deepest, darkest part of it, because it's almost infinite. And then you have parallel realities, and you have multiple timelines. Some are collapsing, and some are being created. And as far as I've heard, there are some negative timelines that have been collapsing and some positive ones being created. So I think that's the right direction.
Yeah, you know? I agree. We're moving into the right direction, that's for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And we noticed that in the news that scandals about pedophilia, and I even see that the Clintons are in the news now, and their little shenanigans are coming out into the real world. And when we start seeing the big players get caught and held accountable, because, you know, these are people who have held the public trust, and we pay them. They take our money, literally. They take our money. And then they take a lot of money, you know, from everybody. But that's how the whole system works. And it's unfortunate that there's so much negativity and darkness going on in the music world and in the Hollywood realms and in politics and in the military. But there are also those who are working within those fields. And so it's not all bad. And those people are doing their job too. We just don't hear about it. But
exactly. And I've said this in the past, that many people have been in position, and they are souls that will know what to do, when to do it. And
yes.
Mother Earth is in control of this correction timeline, and she
yes.
has... Her and we are in a very good hands.
Oh yeah.
With this, so we have to trust ourselves and trust our planet Earth, that
yeah.
we are moving with the flow of correction timeline.
Yeah.
And what we see is happening and manifesting. It's not that these things are just happening and this is why we know about them. Whatever mm-hmm. was happening for a while, what we are seeing right now is deconstruction of this control structure. And so,
yes
there is going to be a lot of things that will come to light and will need to be released from collective human consciousness and let go, so we can move forward.
Yes, at long last.
Yes, so we can move forward. So all of that was predicted by many, many people,
mm-hmm.
that the time will come when humanity will step up and we will become the original human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And that time has come. 2017 is that time when
yes.
human beings can be the original humans. The original
yes.
blueprint is available to us, because we are source creators
yep.
in human form.
I so agree with you. And also,
yes, and the thing is, with that comes a great responsibility, because when you understand who you are and what you know and what you need to do, then when you are in your self-awareness and you know who you are, then when that happens and that awakening happens on the individual level, that individual will do whatever they need to do in their immediate reality to correct whatever needs to be corrected. And so this is what is happening. And because there's people that are bringing this correction into manifestation.
Yes.
We're doing this together.
And the wonderful thing about it is, for me, is that so many that I know have been talking about the organic timeline. And for me, it is related to the timeline that you're talking about with Mother Earth or Gaia Sophia and her correction that she's implementing now, and in a loving way, and that it's an organic one, and we have our abilities and powers are all within us. We don't need technology and we don't need implants to do things that are seem powerful or miraculous, by like bilocation or walking through walls or, you know, being in another galaxy instantaneously or leaving our bodies or anything like that. We have those abilities within us, and they will come to fruition if we trust ourselves and just start eliminating the lower vibrations that are within, and the higher, once it starts resonating and harmonizing within us, will just automatically flow, and we'll find very interesting things happening just out of the blue. Synchronicities, for instance. Synchronicities can guide you in each and every moment. And when everything is synchronous, believe me, that's an amazing feeling, because I've had that experience for more than a month at a time, and it is absolutely breathtaking. So, I was just reminded to eat organic food, because my guests only ate organic, and I thought, gee, you know, I've really let myself kind of go a little downhill with eating processed foods and things like that. I'm going to get back on my organic timeline and really feed my body food that has a life force in it, and juice, which I do, and you know, we drink orange juice and beet juice and all the other things. So, because I always feel better when I'm giving my body something that has life force in it. And you can tell the difference between something that has life force and things that don't. 90% of the food in the stores is dead. It was dead when it was put in the ground, and it was dead when they plucked it out of the, you know, mass grave to deliver to the dead humans. And how can humans be alive with food that has no life force in it? They can't. Nobody can think straight. And you add fluoride to the water, and you've got a recipe for zombies. So
yes, and we kind of have zombies walking around, aren't we? And we call them, you know, unawakened and things like that, but this is no news to us, as those of us that are awakened and been working and had the calling to share this awakening process, individual awakening process with others, is that we have the ability and the capability to see these things. We have the power within us to be self-aware. Mm-hmm. We have the power of the Creator within us. Mm-hmm. It is at the source of our breath. We have all that power, and you also mentioned all those things and etheric technology that is placed to control us. Mm-hmm. It's not because we are disempowered human beings and we don't have any power. It is, it takes that much to keep us disempowered. So just looking at that, if you want to have a positive look at all of that, just think about it, that it takes that much to keep you on your knees. How much power you have, then your power is immense. And so to somebody who is on this transformation process and is going through this self-awareness and creating reality through that field, through the living field of creation. What that means to us is that this is, to me, it's a confirmation and a proof that a human being is a powerful creator being.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, it's said that the archons are said to be entities that have some kind of control in this world, and they can't create, and neither can the other entities that can attach themselves or make contracts with us. They cannot create on their own, and so they use us to create the world that they want to create because they can't create it. And so we've been unconsciously creating their world. And, you know, when people wake up, they'll realize that, oh, wait a minute, this isn't the world that I would like to have. Endless wars, people fighting over religions, people killing each other for money, greed, avarice, people hating each other because for nothing at all, and everybody trying to get a slice of the pie when the pie was already divvied up ages ago, and it's owned by 1% of the 1% of the population. So, you know, if you want to get rich, this is not the time to do it, because physical wealth in this dimension is meaningless.
Exactly.
You know, you can have all a Mona Lisa and vaults full of gold, but you can't eat them, and you can't transform them into spiritual power. So the people who go for wealth now are going to be lost. They are going to, they've already lost it, and some of those people on Wall Street take delight when other people fall as a result of what they do. And that's how the system of domination and control works. It takes a kind of joy. It's not really joy because they don't experience joy, but they are designing things to hurt and destroy life on this planet. And when they can do that on a massive scale, they feel that they've accomplished something on their, you know, in their personal plans. But they will all have to account for that, and it's not going to happen the way they think it is.
Yes, and this is the thing. That is a parasitic consciousness, a parasite. Okay, so when the parasite wants to feed, and you know, I don't know if you know much about having parasites, but if you ever had parasites, you know that you will have cravings for sugar and things like that of that sort, and how it affects you, and you don't know. You think you just want this, but it's actually parasites that giving you that cravings and all those things that you want, so it can feed. This is works the same way with this consciousness, this parasitic consciousness. It gives the thought forms and all of that stuff for it to survive, for it to feed. But then what you said, a human being's then being under its control or following those instincts to do certain things to create that reality. And when they're unaware and in their ignorance, then they don't understand that they're creator beings and they're used to create this reality. And so what had happened is that the sort of then people just complain and don't talk about and don't take self-responsibility for their own creation.
Right.
And this is a huge key, and that I think we need to together talk about more moving forward is that we need to work together to benefit all humanity, and that it's got to be pro-life and not anti-life and not parasitic.
Right.
In its nature. There is a lot of people that don't recognize, because they don't have enough awareness to recognize the parasitic consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we can work on this together and share our own experiences, like you were just sharing, that there's things in your field and you are the one who's responsible to clearing all that.
Yes.
and then, you know, you can't wait that somebody else will do that for you. So you have to do that and then step into yourself. And we have, as human beings, we have our heart energy, we have our morals as human beings, and we expand that, and this is when we become the source creator in human form, expressing the true organic, like you said, reality that is pro-life, pro-human. And I know there's a lot of talk about the non-human entities and all of those things that are non-human, but yet it is human creation that mm-hmm. is manipulated and affected. So humanity needs to step up and step into who we truly are,
mm-hmm.
as creator beings. And we can, nobody can bring this freedom and liberation to our souls but us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like you said, working together, so many, I think it's really ego that keeps us judging everyone else, you know, well, that light worker doesn't do this, or this one is this way or that way. And we're constantly criticizing other people who are just trying to empower others. And so maybe instead of seeing the differences and everything that's wrong, we need to start looking at what is the message, and is this something that I can communicate about and get along with this person? And it doesn't matter if the message is different, because we each need something different to feed us. You know, we're not going to all eat peas and carrots and, organic vegetables. Some people will be eating other things. So, you know, there has to be other people who have a different angle or awareness. And so everyone is necessary, even if they see things differently. As long as it's authentic and comes from the heart, you can feel that.
Yes, yes. And that's one of the things that I've talked about it in the past, that I've been able to work on that. And since I was a very young child,
wow.
I could hear it. It's like an extra hearing sort of thing, where you can hear when in people's voice and all of that stuff, if this is the parasitic influence of mine, or is that the pure heart energy that's coming through. And so for us, but when we do our own work, then we get better and better and feeling that and knowing the truth, because we know the truth within, we know who we are, and then we will see in our external world, we can easily recognize the truth, because when we know ourselves,
yeah.
we will know the external reality. And this is what you were talking about, that you see the bigger picture. It is because you see the truth within you, and then that
yes.
gives the ability to see the bigger picture.
Yep. Yep.
And so.
And, yeah. I totally agree with you. And then you don't need to look outside to see who to blame for the world being the way it is, because all you have to do is look in the mirror. You know?
Exactly. And when you see your true self,
yes.
when you see yourself as creator being, then
yes.
what I think is, and it's something that you might have noticed quite a bit too, but one of those things or cravings that this parasitic consciousness gives people is that competition.
Oh, yeah. Right.
This is totally belongs to a parasitic consciousness and
yes.
the triggers that it gives people. And usually that's when the first thing when people start operating from that friction energy, and this is when that brought in, and this is when all the problems come to where we cannot agree or work together because we are not individuated consciousness in, you know, and not operating from our true self.
Right.
We're operating through a parasitic hive mind construct, because only in a parasitic hive mind construct will the competition make sense.
Mm-hmm,
when you're standing in awareness and you know who you are, competition doesn't make sense.
Right. A lot of things don't make sense that are happening today that most people think do make sense. You're right.
And then people try to tell you, and I run into that a lot, is that they want me to take their side, or then this other people that are arguing with them in competition with some other people that either take this side or this side. There is no sides. It's all about individuals standing in their own power, coming together.
Right. Well, you know,
to
Lily,
do what's best for all.
Yes, absolutely. And I call that service to all. Because there is no self, you can't really have service to self, because you're not including others. I mean, service to others is actually service to all, because then you're including yourself.
Exactly.
But you know, Lily, I have enjoyed talking to you so much that we have just ran out of time. You are a wonderful person, and I totally agree with everything you said, and I love your outlook and your attitude, and I really look forward to getting to know you better on Facebook, because you know, it's wonderful to find kindred spirits that resonate at the same or similar vibrations. So I just want to thank you for being on the show tonight, and if you want to mention your website or anything that you want to let people know about, we've got about 20 seconds left.
All right. I'm stepping into a lot of new projects, visiting a lot of historical sites here in Mexico, and I'm going to be doing all kinds of different things, but I'm going to be talking about those on my personal page on Facebook, also on my YouTube channel under Lily Kolosova. And also I have a Facebook group called Wild Wisdom Warriors. So thank you all, Wild Wisdom Warriors, for tuning in. And thank you, Lance, for having me. It's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes, absolutely. The pleasure was mine. And I'd love to have you back soon, and we'll catch up on all those mystical things that you were going to talk about.
Yeah. Thank you, Lance.
All right.
Enjoy
thank you,
evening.
Lily.
And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Good night.